It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, June 8th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember, all of our new programs are at Rumble, rumble.com/SkywatchTV. But if you want all of our archives, they've always been at the website. You can always find them at skywatchtv.com. And some of the programs now are finding their own YouTube channels. But again, rumble.com for all of the latest from Skywatch TV. Topic number 5 today, Johnson survives. You know by now that UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson survived a dramatic no-confidence vote on Monday evening. The vote in London, 211 to 148, that's short of the simple majority needed by Tory lawmakers to oust Johnson from party leadership and thus strip him of the job of Prime Minister. His support, however, has dramatically dropped inside the party since the scandal, the Partygate scandal, erupted last year. That's Mr. Johnson and his aides throwing parties at 10 Downing Street, the Prime Minister's office and home, when the rest of the country was on lockdown. Turns out that's not a politically popular move. Tell people, you can't do this, but it's okay. Hey, I'm Prime Minister. That doesn't work well, politically speaking, but Johnson has vowed to stay on now that he survived the vote, arguing that it should put an end to months of speculation about his future. However, history shows that prime ministers who've been subjected to such a vote, even when they win, are often drummed out of office, if not immediately, then soon thereafter. Margaret Thatcher, a very prominent example. For Johnson, who led conservatives to a landslide victory in 2019 with the promise of getting Britain out of the EU, this has been a breathtaking fall from grace. Topic number 4, Big Sister is watching. In New York State, that is, Governor Kathy Hochul holding a ceremony Monday as she signed a package of bills to add new laws to the sale of guns in New York State. New York becomes the first state in the union to require, or rather to prohibit, the sale of body armor and requiring licenses for all semi-automatic rifles, also raising the age of obtaining such a license to 21, which is up from 18 at the federal level. Federal law allows 18-year-olds to buy long guns. In addition to restricting gun purchases, the bill requires social media networks to provide a clear and concise policy regarding how they respond to incidents of hateful conduct on their platforms. Excuse me, we need to put hateful conduct in air quotes there, because that's not a legally precise term. Now, I'm no lawyer, but it seems to me that hate is in the eye of the beholder, and that something that I consider hateful might be considered tolerant by someone else, and vice versa. But yet, this new package of bills creates a new task force on social media and violent extremism inside the governor's office, the attorney general's office, rather, in New York State, to study and investigate the role of social media in promoting and facilitating violent extremism. In Governor Hochul's words, and I quote, "In the state of New York, we are now requiring social media networks to monitor and report hateful conduct on their platforms," end quote. Monitor and report hateful conduct. Big Sister is watching you, New York. Topic number 3, no advantage to a degree. This is something that hasn't made financial sense in a while, but now statistics are starting to back up this conclusion from a different direction. Employers are starting to look at on-the-job training now as a better measure of skills than a college degree. This is according to career expert Ken Coleman. He's a career coach and podcaster with Ramsey Solutions. Said in an interview recently that he expects the number of job listings requiring a college degree to continue to decline. Currently, 62% of American adults over the age of 25 don't have a bachelor's degree. Said on his show that in 2017, 51% of job listings required at least a 4-year degree. However, over the next 4 years, by 2021, that number's declined to 44%, and these numbers should continue to shift. He said in 5 years, the number of jobs that require a college degree could drop to as low as 25%. Now, not to put too fine a point on it, but college is so expensive today. The average graduate coming out of college with a debt load of between $25,000 and $30,000 at last check, that your typical 4-year college graduate is so far behind financially, so far behind a high school graduate who goes right into the workforce, that the college graduate never catches up. I mean, all other things being equal, working 40 years until retirement, or the college graduate never catches up. And again, employers are realizing that the value of a college degree, thanks to our institutions of higher learning focusing on wokeness instead of actually teaching, you're better off hiring somebody who actually comes to work every day and shows an aptitude for learning and being trained. Topic number two, the AI apocalypse. An artificial intelligence program has reached the pinnacle of independence by creating its own language. No one else capable of fully understanding this language yet. This is the DALL-E 2 system created by OpenAI, which is a group that is working towards creating an open source artificial intelligence algorithm. DALL-E 2 is got a simple job. It's to generate realistic or artistic images based on text descriptions given to it by users. Now, OpenAI claims that DALL-E 2 is groundbreaking because it's learned the relationship between images and the text used to describe them. But it appears that the AI is developing a language of its own, creating a world of its own. In fact, each time you throw a command at the AI, it may respond with some gibberish text. But researchers found that when they run this gibberish back into DALL-E 2, they found images that explain what these gibberish words mean. In other words, it's creating its own language. Now, this seems perhaps harmless enough, unless the AI was writing its own secret language and then using that language to create its own code, a code that no one can understand except for DALL-E 2. As researchers suggest, this could have security implications. I'll remind you that Elon Musk, who is invested in OpenAI, has said that trying to create an autonomous artificial intelligence is, in his words, literally summoning the demon. But we're still continuing to do the research anyway. Coming up, speaking of research, geneticists have created the hamster dance of horror. That's next on 5 and 10.
Deep in the earth, the dark god plots and waits as the day is coming when he will be released from his chains to loose literal hell on earth. This most terrible time in human history is known by the ancients as Old Saturn's Reign. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package. When you order Derek Gilbert's new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy from the Sky Skywatch TV store. You'll also receive Derek's mind-blowing 13-part video study guide for his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn on DVD, packed with paradigm-shifting revelation and a running time of over 4 hours. In his book, The Second Coming of Saturn, Derek speaks of a new age that began December 21st, 2020. Many experts pointed to the cosmic anomaly known as the Great Conjunction, a meeting in the sky of the planets Jupiter and Saturn, as the triggering event heralding a new golden age ruled by Saturn, the old god who once reigned over a world of peace and plenty. But it's a lie. In this groundbreaking book, you'll also discover why Lucifer is Saturn, not Satan, evidence that Saturn was the leader of the rebellious sons of God, the identity of Apollyon, the angel of the bottomless pit, the connection between Mount Hermon and the Mount of Olives, hidden Bible prophecies of God's final judgment on Saturn and the Watchers. Also included in this special offer, Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's new book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, where he details his upbringing as a young Jewish man confronted with the truth of Jesus the Messiah, and how he unknowingly stumbled upon the ancient and primordial prophecy that is connected to every major prophetic event in Scripture. In 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, you will learn how God's very first prophecy impacts every chapter of Scripture. See the catastrophic consequences of Satan's plan to eliminate the Jews. Recognize how Satan's insidious and pervasive agenda has invaded every sphere of influence. Be empowered by the Holy Spirit to play an important part in defeating Satan's diabolical agenda. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive the Second Coming of Saturn 13-part study guide. In this exclusive DVD, author and researcher Derek Gilbert personally takes you through all 33 chapters of his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and provides a deep dive into his research, including complete chapter breakdowns with ancient artifacts, maps, and other teaching devices. This tool provides hands-on access directly from the source. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So unearth the ancient prophecies of our Messiah and the rebellious dark gods as you discover the Second Coming of Saturn. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, hamsters, cute, fuzzy, and lethal as well. Scientists inadvertently bred a horde of unusually aggressive hamsters in the search for editing genes to reduce aggression. This is researchers at State University produced new rodents without hormone vasopressin in an effort to raise social communication between the rodents, but the chemical change turned out to have exactly the opposite of the intended effect, turning the Syrian hamsters wild, prompting fights inside the cages. The ultra-vicious hamsters were seen pinning, biting, chasing, hitting each other. Lead researcher Professor Elliot Albers said, "We anticipated we would reduce both aggression and social communication, but the opposite happened. A key hormone called AVPR1A was thought to regulate friendship and bonding, with its removal expected to increase harmony between the animals. Well, instead, it was exactly the opposite. High levels of aggression between animals of the same sex." Now, we cannot confirm that the Pentagon has classified this research in its goal to achieve the ultimate hamster weapon. I don't know whether that's just a rumor reporting for your discernment. Just remember, when they say the science is settled, it usually isn't. SkyWatch TV presents the Defender Conference, The Unveiling. Our virtual conference continues through August 13th. If you haven't signed up yet, you've missed a few weeks of time, but still plenty of time on your schedule to take advantage of more than 24 presentations from, well, the staff here at SkyWatch TV. Drew Graffia's presentation on the wilderness experience and why the wilderness is kind of an overlooked subject in the Bible, but why it is also very important. David Hebner, Hollywood veteran, with his Last Evangelist Bible study, the Bible verses behind his new action, Christian action series, sort of a modern retelling of the story of the Apostle Paul, his Last Evangelist Bible study, one of the presentations. Of course, Tom Horn's presentations are always mind-expanding. But in addition to that, Tom has authorized us to make available through August 13th all five of the SkyWatch Films documentaries: The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, an expose or an analysis of the modern UFO phenomenon; The Secret Destiny of America, Tom Horn's analysis of the prophetic implications of the occult symbolism built into Washington, D.C., and more. All of the information available at defenderconference.com, list of the speakers, bios, and, of course, the five documentary films there as well. You get instant access when you sign up in full HD, and again, unlimited access to all of the presentations and films through August 13th. Sign up now at defenderconference.com. That's defenderconference.com. Every month, we offer a special thank you gift for your donations to help us do what we do. Camping season just now beginning this week at Whispering Ponies Ranch, the work we do through our partners at Royal Family Kids with children in foster care. You make that possible. And so during the month of June, our thank you for your support of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is the book Millennial Paradox by Allie Henson. How do we reach young people today? Survey after survey shows that they're falling away from the faith in record numbers. What do we do to change that? We'll send you this book as our thank you for your support during the month of June. Again, your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we'll send the book out to you. Find out more online at skywatchtv.com/donate or call us at 844-750-4985. Couple of bucket list tours coming up for us. We've been blessed to go to Israel a couple of times already. We're looking forward to getting back there. But this fall, Sharon and I, along with best-selling author Doug Hershey, inviting you to join us on our tour of Turkey. And we'll visit some sites that many of the tours that go to Turkey don't visit. Most Christian tours will want to go see the cities of the churches of Revelation, and understandably, and that's on our list. What you see on the screen behind me is are the ruins, some of the ruins from Ephesus, which is not just mentioned, of course, in the book of Revelation, but Paul's letter to the Ephesians, very important part of Christian theology. But we will also visit Göbekli Tepe, which archaeologists refer to as the world's oldest temple. We'll see artifacts from there and from other sites in that region, the plains of Haran. Now they've identified a dozen sites back to the Neolithic era, going back 10, 12,000 years, according to standard archaeological dating, that probably reflect the influence of the spirit realm, the unseen realm, on the pre-flood world. So that's in the city of Sanliurfa, which is one of the candidates, by the way, for Ur-Kasdim, Ur of the Chaldees, in the Bible, Abraham's hometown. And again, we'll visit Haran, which is where he stopped and stayed prior to traveling on to Canaan. Many other sites on this tour, including Mount Nemrut, which is just in the news again recently, the pinnacle of an ancient kingdom, small kingdom called Commagene, kind of wedged in between Armenia and Parthia back in the 3rd century BC. But a fantastic site built by a descendant of Antiochus Epiphanes. It's pretty amazing. 2nd century BC, that would be. Anyway, you get a look at the itinerary and just a place to reserve your spot in this tour. We're trying to keep it to 24 or less. Pray about it. Take a look at the itinerary and check it out at skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com. Then the Israel tour next spring, March 19th through 30th of 2023. Sharon and I, along with our colleagues from the Simply His program here at Skywatch TV, Allie Henson and Donna Howell, and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, will take you around Israel and show you the battlegrounds in this long supernatural war from Jerusalem to Mount Hermon. We will be at the summit. Not the summit, but the base of Mount Hermon. That's Benias, the Grotto of Pan. But Tel Dan, Gilgal Rephaim, the Wheel of the Giants in the Golan Heights, and much, much more. Take a look at the itinerary and check it out, and consider joining us in Israel next spring. Israel is now open for tourists. No requirements as far as the travel is concerned. March 19th through 30th of 2023 with an optional 3-day extension over to Jordan. Skywatchinisrael.com. Skywatchinisrael.com. Genesis 3:15 contains a summary of the long war in which we are all deployed. And that's the subject of the book by this week's guest on Skywatch TV. 3:15, The Genesis of All Prophecy. Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker joins us. I was honored to be on the panel as we recorded the discussions about his book with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the rest of the team. You'll find the broadcast schedule for Skywatch TV at skywatchtv.com/channels. You hold the schedule. You set the schedule just by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. We'll be there whenever you click the remote. All of our video content, including these daily updates, right on your big screen. Of course, you could also download them to your smartphone or tablet and then cast them to your TV using Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay. The free mobile app is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire devices, phones, and tablets. And we have links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.